I think this next question is kind of obvious. Did your experiences at that time affect your life? If so, what did you learn or take away from it all?
Oh my God, that's like the story of my life, right? Obviously, you know, because I mean, I got involved in the bird, and so the idea of being a professor somewhere sort of took a back seat. You know, I never finished up graduate school, and then later. When I went back to graduate school, then my marriage fell apart, and so I never finished then either. This was in the early 80s. So I've tried to finish a master's twice. So now I'm writing a history of the bird, so now that I'm retired. So.
Good.
So it'll probably, I thought it would take about 5 years. Looks like it's going to take more. I've been working on it for almost four now, so.
Yeah, I think writing projects, if they're going to be any good, always take longer.
Right. And I've just been doing a lot of background research and reading all this stuff, you know, that I knew I should have read at one time, you know, stuff on the 60s and what I've been trying to put the bird in its proper context.
Good.
So, yeah, so it obviously that whole period has affected my whole lifespan, you know, but I don't have any regrets except that wish we'd built a stronger movement, and I wish we'd been able to keep the bird going financially. You know, if any of us had had a business head and had tried to put the paper on, I mean, I saw it becoming like the Village Voice, maybe a more left-wing version of the Voice, but anyway, like an institution. And I don't see any reason why it couldn't have been. I mean, the Creative Loafing became, you know, it's an ongoing institution of sorts. But, I mean, it never had the political content of the bird. In fact, it was started by a hippie, John Bircher, Debbie Eason. She's just nuts.
I know Debbie. We've interviewed Debbie. We used to work for it, Creative Loafing, the classified ads when it first started.
Right. But at first, it wasn't any competition for us because it had zero content in it.
Yeah.
Occasional movie review, which were really boring, by Steve Warren. He still writes boring stuff. I don't know.
Did the Gazette come out before the bird died?
Well, the Gazette was formed by people who offered to take over the bird, and people said, no, this is going to be a cooperative enterprise. And so, basically, the Gazette was founded with Liza Nelson's daddy's money, and she was married to Rick Brown then. But anyway, the two of them were working at the bird, and then they decided they split off. And then he sold the Gazette. He was having a hard time making a go of it with the Gazette and whatever. So he sold the Gazette to Larry
Flint,
yes, Larry Flint of Hustler, and made a ton of money on that. So Rick is, you know, taking that money, invested it in real estate and whatever. So he came out well. Larry Flint basically bought a property that didn't have much value and later folded. And I forget his name. Todd somebody tried to start South Face in the 80s. But Creative Loafing had locked up all his, potential advertisers to exclusive contracts. And he never could get any advertising. So he ran that out of his own pocket. I mean, he had a lot of money. But, you know, at some point, he just folded it. But there were some excellent writers on that.
Excellent articles, yeah.
The Gazette, yes, but I thought South Face was even better. But the woman who ran the film program at I can't remember her name right now. She just died last year. She was running a film program at the High Museum, but she was writing movie reviews for South Face, and they were the best movie reviews that I've ever read in Atlanta, by far. But when South Face folded, she never took up writing again, but she put on the Latin American Film Festival as well as all these kind of foreign film festivals that the High Museum has done. They didn't have a Latin American Film Festival this past fall for the first time in a long time, and I think it's just because she died. Maybe she had all those contacts and didn't pass them on, you know, to whoever her successor was. Mm-hmm. Well, Linda Dubler, that's her name, Linda Dubler. really, really good film reviews.